better be better. Every night I write and every morning I recite. It's Blue Morning, level 6. Welcome. It's me, your boy Genie, Young Genie Houdini. How it is each day I begin a deliberate practice of self-benefit. I expose myself in my quest to be myself better. I start with silence, a moment of quiet, to appreciate the sunshine. This morning I remember those who have departed from the physical world, and I try to lose some of my anger, replace it with gratitude. Level 6, and this morning I woke up at 6:37. It's May 22nd, and I feel irritated. I woke up too late. My parents were driving into town at 7:10, and I rushed to join them in the car. So I didn't prepare well, and right now I feel unprepared. No, I was feeling irritated, I was feeling unprepared, and now I'm feeling it. I'm digging for those deeper feelings, true feelings. It's incumbent on me to practice 4 modes of breathing to start each day. 1. I sit, inhaling through my nose and exhaling out my nose. 2, I pose, inhaling through the nose and exhaling out the mouth. 3, I vape, inhaling through the mouth and out through the nose. And 4th, I run, inhaling through the mouth and exhaling through the mouth. I don't even know if I said all that correctly. It's a 2x2 matrix, you know. I'm so disoriented right now. But when I have my preparation, that's when I feel that poise. 2. Yesterday, I did some stuff, some good and bad. I had a hard workout and deep yoga. But I lost a lot of time yesterday. I didn't have as much productivity as I had hoped. And it's because I ran out of time. And then to make matters worse, I got home at like 9 p.m. and from like 9:30 to 1 a.m., I couldn't do anything but dive into some new stuff. I need to cut that out. 3. My objective for today is to make time, to schedule it. I must set my schedule in advance so that I sleep earlier and wake earlier. Ben Franklin was right. You know, if you're trying to get Benjamins, you gotta go to bed early and wake up early, for real. The technical work that I'm doing is dependent on my physical, mental, and spiritual health. And I must be better. I can't be irritated like I was today and take it out on other people. It's unacceptable. 4. Making me happy is Idris Sandu. That's a name that many people will know soon enough. But for now, he's only just beginning to get exposure. Idris Sandu is an architect and technologist. Very young man. I think he might be under 24. Maybe he's even 20, 21 years old. Born in Ghana, raised in California, he was the CTO of rapper Nipsey Hussle until his untimely death. May he rest in paradise, in power, in peace. Nipsey built a retail store called the Marathon Store that had an innovative concept in which there was exclusive digital content that was only accessible within the bounds of the store. The technology behind that is called geofencing. It enables, through the GPS of the smartphone, to create special digital zones in the physical world. And Idris Sandu is a pioneer in the geofencing technology. He has worked with Instagram and Snapchat as a consultant with those technologies, as well as for Twitter and a whole host of other companies you know about, big companies. And now Sandu is making an operating system with none other than Kanye West. Not much is publicly known about Yeezy OS, but Sandu is really a kind of radical spiritual guy. So whatever it is, it will be something else. Further, he is also a fantastic musician. If you go to his website, idrissandu.com, you can see a album of instrumental production that he made, which is really low-key, calming music, and I love that. He says he made 60 songs this year, so he's releasing an album as well. And if you're looking for someone to follow on social media, he's on IG and Twitter as Idris Sandu, IDDRISSANDU. I have no better recommendation for someone to follow, if you must follow. Idris Sandu, a true inspiration. 5. The world news that kept me up last night was that the man who claims to be the founder of Bitcoin, who claims to be behind the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto, whose born governmental name is Craig Stephen Wright, and who is more commonly known as Fake Toshi, because the consensus opinion of people who have researched it is that he is a psychopathic fraud, has received a copyright from the U.S. Copyright and Patent Office, whatever. You know, the news story is reported and everybody's understanding of how things, of the law, is minimal. So who knows what really happened? But this guy, Craig Stephen Fake-Toshi Wright, has received some kind of acknowledgement from the United States federal government that he is the holder and owner of the copyright to Bitcoin, and that he is the originator of the Bitcoin white paper. The true identity of Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, is one of the outstanding mysteries of the 21st century, and there hasn't been real, firm, public confirmation that Craig Wright is Satoshi, because there are lots of simple things that he could do with the cryptographic technology of Bitcoin to connect himself to the story of Satoshi, but he has not done these things. Rather, he has pursued other avenues, such as the legal system, to claim ownership of the Bitcoin intellectual property. Bitcoin was released in open source technology under the MIT license, or BSD license, you know, one of these open source licenses in 2009. And the ideology of Bitcoin is very much associated as being anti-government. So it's not even clear if the United States government is a significant authority to determine who is behind Bitcoin. And certainly, even if there were irrefutable evidence that Craig Wright were Satoshi Nakamoto, there would still be many people who think that Bitcoin is an emergent system that exists outside of his control. If you look into this guy, his Twitter account is Professor Faustus. He really is a kind of evil genius, or an evil genius character. Like, I mean, he's either an evil genius or a fraud. Like, that's the only interpretation that I can make. I don't use the word evil lightly, but this is just somebody who, to put it another way, he is very Trumpish. You know, he acts like a jerk and doesn't apologize for it, and I won't go into details. In some ways, I feel guilty for even talking about him, okay? But this is really a major news story. If anybody who thinks that Bitcoin is a safe haven that is protected from geopolitical uncertainty should reassess that. And the last thing I wonder is Donald Trump in on it? Like, there are definitely connections between the Trump family and the Trump movement and cryptocurrency. And it seems more likely than not to most people that Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto, which would mean that the U.S. government has issued some acknowledgement to a fraudulent entity. And this case is so public that it would really be inexcusable for the government to get defrauded. A more likely scenario is that the government is one of the perpetrators and conspirators of the fraud. But I must end the segment by acknowledging that there is more mystery and uncertainty than knowledge or truth. And truth is where the value is. So part of my progression is minimizing the time that I spend focused on these kinds of things, on world news in general. Last night I was even considering if I should eliminate this segment of the prompt, but I want to maintain it, I just want to minimize it. That's my decision. And especially minimizing the attention that I put towards the internet in world news. I mean, the internet is a major thing, and it's an international network, you know, but I want to focus on how technology impacts people, not how technology distracts people. And that means that I can't be distracted by the phenomena of technology that are distracting, that are an exercise of energy and attention that does not uplift me. Six, my affirmation. I am blessed, grateful to be here now, living and working today, day after day. 7, who am I? I am a constructor. I am not just one who thinks, but thinking is one thing that I do. I do things so that things may be there, so that I may do more things. Now I pray. With gratitude and appreciation and out of love, I pledge my devotion and observation of truth, the one source of being. I look inward for guidance, listening for signal to rely on. Please give me a script to follow, a method to act with kindness. I trust in integrity and motivation, that I am a heal through this process of exposure. To love the divine with all my heart, this is the self's desire. Closing segment, wishful thinking. With presence of mind and focused attention, be aware of primary desire. Use the following seconds to wish for its manifestation carefully. Thank you for listening. Better be done now.